This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, enough of the politics of the American economy. How about some economics of the American economy? All right, the limited has reached the end of the road, the brick and mortar road, that is. The once popular women's clothing chain and familiar mall tenant is on its way out. The online presence stays for now, but the company confirmed today it is closing all 250 of its stores in the U.S. and cutting 4,000 jobs. That, as other big retailers, Macy's and Sears, to name just two, are struggling as well. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more on the increasingly familiar cycle of retail boom and bust.
Have you worn yoga pants recently anywhere besides to yoga? If so, you may be on trend, one called athleisure. Wendy Liebman is CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, a consulting firm.
Of, you know, wear yoga pants every day, whether you should or you shouldn't.
Fun fact, I am right now wearing jogging pants and a sweatshirt.
Well, there you go.
Liebman says times have changed since she was young.
And I remember looking at the ads for Saks Fifth Avenue, and they were black and white and very elegant, and it would say very Saks Fifth Avenue.
But now you don't need to go to a department store to get a hoodie. Instead, there's H&M or Zara. Liebman says fast fashion chains like those are hard for older chains like The Limited to keep up with. And there's another problem. Hart Posen teaches management at the University of Wisconsin. He says just look at a shirt or sweater on The Limited's website.
And ask, you know, which store is this from? I think most people, including their customers, would be hard-pressed to say this is an item from The Limited.
Posen says that also means a problem for Macy's and Aeropostale and other familiar brands. America just has too much brick-and-mortar retail space. Paul Swinand is a retail industry analyst with Four Hills Advisors.
Since 1970, retail square footage grew at about a 12% annual clip.
Faster than the general population. But more recently, consumers have been shopping more online and spending less on apparel. After all, most hoodies and yoga pants cost a lot less than the designer options at Saks. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.